Most highly hyped events never live up to their billing. Remember Geraldo Rivera opening up Al Capone's safe on live TV? Hoping to find bags of illicit cash, or a few bodies, or best of all, a few bodies buried under bags of illicit cash, he instead found, well, nothing. Nothing but an empty safe. Occasionally, though, your expectations are fulfilled, sometimes even exceeded. That was certainly the case a few weeks ago for the Battle of High School Football Number Ones. The Class 1A Central Catholic Knights, who were sporting the third longest winning streak in state history, and the unbeaten 3A West Lafayette Red Devils. While frayed nerves and Xanax were the norm at CC's La Rocca Field, some of us suffered more than others. Way more than others. For starters, I'm probably one of the only people in the county with close ties to both schools. I'm a proud River Rat, graduating from Westside in 1976. It goes without saying that, like any Red Devil worth his trident, I despise the Knights. But in an ironic twist of fate, and proof that God has a sense of humor, I've been prowling the hallways of my once-hated rival as a teacher for nearly a quarter century. What's more, I spend my Friday nights each fall running the clock at the home football games. So part of my anxiety was that I'd let those old loyalties slip out, maybe joining my fellow Westsiders in a chorus of our school song when the Devils scored, a sin sure to result in some ugly repercussions for my CC colleagues in the press box. But frankly, that was pretty minor compared to every timekeeper's constant companion, the specter of public humiliation. Unfortunately, the spotlight only shines on you when you mess up, kind of like an offensive lineman. The officials frantically blow their whistles and point at you, proclaiming your glaring incompetence to the gathered throng. Then, in a perversion of the bridal procession, everyone stands and glares at you with ill-disguised contempt. Those screw-ups are magnified 100-fold during close games. So's the pressure, especially when there's a lot at stake, like historic winning streaks and number one rankings. And actually, you don't even have to screw up to get in trouble. In one big game a few years back, I stopped the clock on an incomplete pass with 0.1 seconds left before halftime with the opponent inside our 5-yard line, giving them one more play to score. I walked away unharmed only because they didn't reach the end zone. My worst nightmare was a repeat performance against Westside. So, of course, that's what seemed to be unfolding late in the fourth quarter with the score tied at 14. Now, I was doing surprisingly well. I remembered to exhale at least once a minute, until that name suddenly came to mind, a name synonymous with bitter fan retribution. Bartman. Steve Bartman. For you non-Cub fans, Bartman was the wretchedly unfortunate soul who knocked a foul ball away from a Cub outfielder during a playoff game, with the Cubs a mere 5 outs away from clinching their first pennant in over a half century. They went on to lose the game and the series. Bartman had to be escorted out of Wrigley Field by security for his own protection that day, and today would still lose a popularity contest to Satan. As the game of the century wound down at La Rocca Field, I envisioned making the cataclysmic Bartman mistake, somehow disrupting the football time-space continuum and shattering the Knights' win streak. I pictured the headlines in the Journal and Courier. Eddie loses game for CC. Ex-teacher was Westside grad. I saw a vengeful lynch mob swarming the press box, chanting my name, promising my colleagues safe passage if they'd only turn me over to meet my just fate, to be strung up over the goalpost, Mussolini style. I wondered if there is some timekeeper protection program where traitorous souls like me go to live in obscurity, their lives worth no more than a gaudy family snitch. No one, not the CC coaches, players, or parents, was more relieved than me to see the last-minute interception return for a touchdown that sealed the Knights' victory. Only after realizing that I'd live to see another sunrise did I start to appreciate the great game I'd witnessed. Not only was the football outstanding, but so was the civility. There were no penalties for unsportsmanlike conduct, no ugliness in the stands or taunting by the players, and most importantly, no riotous fans clamoring for the timekeeper's hide. All the same, I'm awfully glad that next year's game will be at Straley Field. I just hope their timer has undivided loyalties, a plentiful supply of Xanax, and has never heard of Steve Bartman.